Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Well, normally I'd have a look at the papers, and I will do so because they're all right in front of me, and we'll get to them in a second. But there's a man sitting outside, and I need to let him go because he's got things to do. He's Jim Breen with the Cycle Against Suicide. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Ryan, how are you today?
You're resplendent in bright orange, the colours of 2FM, and indeed the Cycle Against Suicide. You're up and literally, this case, running again.
Yeah, literally from here in about 5 minutes' time. We're leaving the studio here at 2FM.
Yeah.
Running to the Phoenix Park, where we're going to meet about 1,000 students from all over the country have come to join me for the first 5K of it. So we're going to do a fun run around the park. If anybody's listening in and they want to join us, just be at the Phoenix Park, the Papal Cross at 10 o'clock and we're going to have a lot of fun there.
10 o'clock. So if anyone's having a cup of tea in the vicinity, you've got a good 50 minutes to get the hell down there.
Absolutely.
Get your shorts on and get running.
Yeah, and the schools from Loretto and Clonmel and others are joining us today. I hope you're already on the way. If you're not, you're going to be late. And then leave Phoenix Park, run to Enfield today, and over the next 28 days, covering 50k a day, finishing in Belfast on April 26th. And then the following day, April 27th, which is a Monday, the Cycle Against Suicide starts. And that finishes 14 days later, back here in 2FM.
Right, okay. So you're running to the cycle.
Yes.
So are you running the... Explain to me, you're running the route, is it, of the cycle?
Yeah, exactly. So the route of the run starts here in Dublin.
Yeah.
And finishes in Belfast, and it takes 4 weeks. And then the cycle starts in Belfast and finishes in Dublin, and that takes 2 weeks. So it's basically 6 weeks I'm going to be on the road right now.
Gosh, you're a busy man.
Yeah.
Busy man.
Maybe it's a great vacation.
Well, maybe, yeah. Well, certainly, I mean, I presume you'll get some satisfaction out of it despite the physical exertion of it all.
Yeah, I mean, the whole reason we're doing it is on the cycle, it's quite powerful because we've got, you know it, Ryan, you've been there, you've seen it. We've about 1,000 cyclists at least every day take part. And we go into schools where we meet about 1,000 students, and there's just a massive energy about that. But the run allows us go into other communities. For example, we're going to be visiting Portlaoise Prison, Limerick Prison, Cork Prison, and getting the message into the prisoners and the prison staff that it's okay not to feel okay, and it's absolutely okay to ask for help. So the run allows us get into different, you know, communities, but it also helps us engage with our homestay providers because we've got 300 beds that we require every night of the 14 nights of the cycle. We've partnered this year with homestay.com. they've been a phenomenal partner for us, so they're helping with all the back end support, but we still have to engage 300 providers of beds for every one of the 14
and
nights.
That's the kindness of strangers. Is that it?
Yeah,
people just saying, here, there's a bed here, in you go, and you'll be grand.
Exactly. And the funny thing about Ryan is, I don't know, we're short for time, but the real beauty about that program is not that we get accommodation for our cyclists and crew. That's not it. That's what we thought the goal was. Mm. But the real benefit of that is conversations happen over kitchen tables, you know, and it's beautiful. It's old Ireland at its best. You know, it's literally mugs of tea with the place of dinner, kind of old Ireland, where those conversations take place. We get that message out, it's okay not to feel okay. It's absolutely okay to ask for help. And that becomes very, very powerful. So the homestay program, and then we also engage during the run with our local mental health partners, because around the island of Ireland, if we're saying it's okay not to feel okay and it's absolutely okay to ask for help, we have to be signposting people as to where they can get that help from. So there are literally hundreds of organisations. We spoke about this in the late, Ryan, when Cycle Against Suicide was launched.
Yeah.
Those hundreds of organisations, they're still working. This is 3 years later, Ryan. They're still working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So part of the purpose of the run and the cycle is say, look, here's where they are, here's the great work they're doing, and they're doing work everything from bereavement services from people who have had loss due to suicide, postnatal support, depression services, PAIDA House, Suicide Awareness Dublin 15, Suicide Aware in Cork. There are so many great organisations doing great work, and predominantly, Ryan, it's done on a voluntary basis. They don't have huge support in terms of marketing, etc. So our job is to pinpoint who they are, what they're doing, and how you can actually reach them.
Okay, and then listeners, how can they help? I already know cyclingandsuicide.com being obviously the key place to go, but practically, is it a financial thing, or is it a physical thing? Is it a showing up thing? Is it a beds thing?
I wouldn't put too much focus on the financial. The key things would be register for the cycle today, please, because, you know, that, just join us. Join us for half a day, join us for a day, join us for a few days. That's number one. The second thing is we need beds. So if you can register again at cyclingandsuicide.com for a homestay program, that would be phenomenal. And the other thing is, we need volunteers. You know, this is about creating an army of people on our island. And all we've got to do is very simple. When I talk to schools, they get it. Yeah. All we've got to do is real simple. We just have to change the way 6 million people think about mental health on our island. That's all we have to do.
Okay, well, the race and the campaign starts here, and you're going to get going now. Is Colm running with you, or is he just giving you, like, is he going to cheer you on? Colm Hayes is outside there.
He'll get on the bike for sure.
He'll push you off. That's great. What great moral support. You see the two handprints on your back? They're Colm's. Thanks a million, Jim. Good luck with it all. We'll be talking to you again, obviously, as the campaign continues. I think we have Amanda in Phoenix Park. We'll talk to her about that too. But we can wish you enough luck to you, the volunteers, and Colm will be keeping everyone posted too, of course, on his show too. So thanks again, and good luck.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Important campaign, no doubt about it. If you want to get involved and just get the details of what you've been hearing about this morning, cycleagainstsuicide.com.